Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City, and we have the pleasure right now of sitting with Dr. Shelley Sykes. She is an award-winning author and international speaker. Hello, Doctor.
Hello, Les. It's great to be here. I'm so excited. I'm psyched up. Woohoo!
And you have a tendency to get people psyched for life through your award-winning books?
That's right. There are so many people out there not happy knowing what their passion and purpose is, and a lot of the time they're working a job 9 to 5 and they feel that they're not enough. And what I want to do is show people that anything's possible, and whatever their skill is, they can make money at. So I'm ex-IBM and making a lot of money in computers, as you could imagine, but I lost lots of weight. So I started a spa business, and I made more money in spas having fun and getting people to eat healthier. And so I wrote the book, Shelley's Sexy Salads, and psyched people up to enjoy eating food for looking good in their clothes. And so I wrote the book, Hats to Heels, How to Look Good and Still Be You. Woohoo! So it's all about being the best you can be and guiding people to find out how they find their passion and purpose, because we're all different and we're all unique.
And here at Book Expo America, you would like to get people passionate about writing books, correct?
That's right, because I believe everybody's got a message. Each life experience is different. So I'm a mum of a special needs child. My little boy was born blind and the doctor said he'd never see or walk. And I decided that he would see and walk, and I would do everything I could to get him there. And so my son is now 18. He's 6'2". He can see. He can walk. He speaks for Tony Robbins. And he's an inspiration to all young teens because he's an Apple MacBook specialist and he just loves what he does. And so I wrote the book, Callum's Cure. And it won Indie Book of Excellence for 2008-09 for parenting. And we've got testimonials from Sarah Ferguson. And I'd never, ever written a book before. That was my first book and I won the awards. So it's your message that counts, not how you write the book or who you've got to do the testimonials, but having a message that empowers other people.
You have become quite a prolific writer in a very short period of time. In fact, correct me if I'm wrong here, 5 books just in the last year, and all 5 have won major awards?
In the last couple of years, yes. I wrote 5 books because, for example, Sexy Single and Ready to Mingle. I'm a gorgeous mama looking after a special needs child, and I wanted to know if true love really existed. So I used research to write my next book and find out what soulmates need. And there are 5 points. 84% of most people are in a relationship are with the wrong partner. Only 14% who are in relationships are with somebody that's their soulmate. And so I wanted to empower people to say, look, if you are sexy and single, not on your own, you're on your own, it's better to be on your own than with the wrong person. But the 5 books came in that if you are lucky in love, but you need help with personal branding and self-esteem, then you need the Hats to Heels book. If you are parenting and having struggles with teenagers, you need the Callum's Cure book. If you are depressed and you don't know what you want in life and you don't know what you're good at, you need the Happiness Bug. And one of the things I am very fortunate about is Dr. Edward Boner, the lateral thinking expert, met me, read my book, Callum's Cure, and said, you're the happiness guru. And of course, I was really upset. I said, oh, don't you have to be old and wear a turban on your head? And he said, no. Guru means teacher. You naturally take every disaster and turn it into a positive. Now, when I was younger, I used to get beaten up and teased about being mishappy. But now it's so prolific because so more people have got better lives but are more depressed. So one of the things I can do is show by example. I'm an expert by example. You know, I've gone through a divorce. I've lost millions of dollars through business transactions by being swindled and things. I've raised a special needs child. I am sexy, single, and ready to mingle and still looking for my soulmate. I do dress to impress. Woo-hoo. They can't see me, but I've got the highest high heels here in BEA. You know, I love dressing up. It makes me feel good. I love being a mom, but I also like being an entrepreneur. And so my wish here today is to say, if you have a book idea and you've had an experience that you think will inspire other people who read it, then start writing the book. And the easiest way, I can write a book in a week, as we've said. Why? Because I structure it. I decide the cover of the book, what the name is going to be and what I'd like to have on the front of the book cover. And then I write what I would like everybody to say about my book, what the benefits are, and who I'd like to have as testimonials. So I knew I was going to have Sarah Ferguson, Duchess of York, and I knew I was going to get Tony Robbins. It took a bit of persuading, but I never, persistence pays. And then what I do is I write down the chapters. So that gives you a structure so that you know what the name of the chapters are, and then every day you just write a chapter or two. And if you've completed a book, ready to be edited.
Now, happiness takes so many different types of forms for so many people. What brings you happiness?
As you said, happiness is different for every person. For me, I love flowers. So there have been days when my son's operations are $54,000, and we needed charity. And so sometimes I've had $10 in my purse, and I've said to my son, well, we can either buy bread and milk, or I can buy flowers. And my son will go, Mom, buy your flowers, they make you happy. So one of the things I always like, looking good, I like to put my nice clothes on. You don't have to dress in expensive clothes. You know, happy, sexy, rich, you can be smart at shopping. But if you wear your best outfits, you feel better about yourself. For me, buying beautiful flowers in the house makes me feel good. I feel like Miss Hollywood. Woo-hoo! And I don't feel like I'm poor. Also helping with charity. I started the Happiness Foundation charity back in 2006. And I was nominated Australian of the Year last year because the charity is now in 220 countries. Is that because I'm rich? Not yet. But every time you help somebody, you feel like you are giving something and you're not poor. And the feeling of being not poor makes you feel richer. And kids can help. Children feel disempowered. But if they can smile and help a little old lady cross the road, if they play their happy music, if you're playing your favourite music, you cannot be depressed. I am a doctor of psychology. My papers are being used in the universities around the world for mental health, happiness and productivity. Yes, I'm prolific. Happy people are healthier and they're more productive. So I do take time out. I do go into florists and smell their flowers if I can't afford them that week. I do wear my favourite clothes, even if I'm not going anywhere. My mum says I'm the only person she knows that matches the lawnmower when I go out and cut the lawn. You know, it's who I am. But those are the things that make me happy. My son, on the other hand, he doesn't like travelling and he's not that particular in flowers, but he loves his computers. He's happy when he's got his computer and his iPhones and he can Twitter and tweet and do social media and chat to people all around the world.
All right. Besides the foundation, besides being a loving mother, besides traveling, writing, being very entrepreneurial, what are you going to do next? Do you have room in your life to do something next? And what's the next book about?
Oh, I'm so excited you asked that question. Well, I've got the next five books out that complement the first five. So I've got Happy Workers, Happy Hive, Happy Customers for people who really are miserable at what they're doing. And then I've got Sexy Salads, of course, because I'm sexy. And I have the spas that tell you all about eating healthily, but focusing it more or less on how you look rather than because you have to, because none of us do that. And my biggest passion and what I'm really excited about is the television show. I've just moved to beautiful America. Woo-hoo! They've let me in. I'm now here for 5 years on a work visa, so I'm very excited about that. But I'm very excited because with media like radio, books, television and music, we can get the message out. I made songs for every single book I've written because I realised that only adults were buying the books. They weren't the kids that need the message. So I'm a mama, I'm the rapping mama. My gingerbread boy has brought me so much joy, so I made a pact, as a matter of fact, to be the best mommy to my son, Callum, Rory. Now, that song debuted...
You're a rapping mom and an author.
I'm a rapping mama as well. So television and media and songs are the way forward for me because, A, I like it. I have fun. Sexy single and ready to mingle song. I'm sexy, so sexy. I'm the oldest singer on Australia's Got Talent and on Idol. Did I worry about that and what people thought of me? No. Did it get me free publicity? Yes. Is it now on Apple iTunes? Yes. Are the kids listening to that rather than buying the books? Yes. So TV is the next way of doing it, putting the songs, the books and all the messages together in a medium so that all types of people can get messages, whether it's through music, through reading, or through entertainment. I think as long as you've got a really good message, that's the important thing.
She is Dr. Shelley Sykes, full of energy, award-winning author, international speaker, loving mother. You do just about everything, and I'm sure that we'll be hearing about you more and more in the future.
Thank you, Les. The nice thing is, and the last line is, you know, find out what your passion and purpose is. Get psyched so that every day is a fun day, no matter what your problems. Everybody has issues, but don't focus on those. Focus on what's right in your life. And if you do that, then you'll just be living in gratitude and having fun.